Stay in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Amen. This is an awesome day, and I'm excited about what the Lord is doing. Have you ever thought about how the preacher feels? Have you ever really thought about how the preacher feels? I want to talk about that just for a little bit this morning. I want to talk about how the preacher feels, how the minister feels. And you know what? How so many of us feel this morning. Amen? We all, you know what? And I say this all the time, my brothers and sisters, we're all in the same boat. Amen? Amen. We're all in the same boat. We're all on the same ship this morning. We're all, amen, we're all dealing with some of the same things. Amen? Amen. So I just want us to kind of consider maybe some of the feelings that we might be experiencing or we might be having on this morning. And the Lord just dropped me right down here in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Amen. When you find it's preaching time, when you find it, say amen. Amen. When you find it, say amen. Chapter 4. Let's look at verse 7. And we're going to look at a few of the... Let's look at verse 8. Verse 8 and verse 9. When you find it, say amen. Amen. Ooh, this is a good one right here. Look at your neighbor and say, this is a good one. It's a good one right here. Are we there yet? Yes, sir. Amen. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, amen. Say, wait a minute. All right. Verse 18. All right. Amen. The King James Version of the Bible, my brothers and sisters, says in verse 8 in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4. Verse 8 says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Let's jump down to verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. Woo, that's good stuff. But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, for this moment, this hour, Father God, that we've come together, Lord, to lift up your holy name. Father God, we ask you just to hide me behind the cross. Dip me down into the deep treasures of your word. Lord, give me a word that would help somebody on today, Father God. We just thank you for this opportunity once again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. My brothers and sisters, there's a word here in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, and beginning at verse 8. Verse 8 and verse 9. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Anybody feel like you're troubled on every side? I preached a sermon not long ago that said, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Doesn't it feel like that sometimes when you're working in the ministry? Yeah. 2 Corinthians, my brothers and sisters, was written by none other than the Apostle Paul. Amen. We know that Paul, amen, had a life-changing experience on the Damascus Road when he was knocked down to his face. Amen. God began to speak to him, blinded him for 3 days. Amen. And when he came to himself, he met up with a preacher. Amen. And told him and gave him the instructions on what he must do. Amen. And from that point on, the Apostle Paul, amen, was on the road, amen, to teach and preach Jesus. Amen. To save those that were lost. Amen. To be a cornerstone, a pillar for the word of God. The one that was, and I often say this, the one that was that once persecuted the church is now being persecuted by the church. Amen. So Paul here writes some strong words about his ministry. Amen. Did you know that each and every one of us is a minister in our very own special way? Any of us that claim to be a child of God, amen, we have ministry, amen. There is something that we should be doing, amen, to lift up God and to show the world who we are and to bring others to Christ. Amen? Did you know that you don't have to come to church to accept Jesus Christ on Sunday morning? Amen. Many people on your jobs are not saved. Are you sharing the word with them? That's why I'm getting to the point that we all are ministers in our own special way. Amen. All the God that some people can see is you. So how are you representing? Amen. Paul writes here in chapter 4, there's a lot of things that have gone on, amen, in Paul's life. He's had some victories and he's had some defeats. He's had some good days, some bad days. He had some sunny days and some dreary days. Amen. He's experienced, amen, persecution. He's experienced being talked about. He's experienced being misunderstood. Is there anybody here that's ever been in that boat? Amen. Seems like people just don't understand you at all. You know, the sister, when she got up this morning, I knew we were, amen, on the right track when she said we need to pray for our enemies. We need to pray for those who despitefully misuse us. We need to pray for those who hate us or hate on us. And that's a hard one to do. And that's why I said earlier this morning that, you know, that's A-plus Christianity type stuff. Amen. You really have to be tied up, tangled up in Jesus to be able to do that. Amen. But there is a word here. There is a word here, my brothers and sisters, and I'm excited about it this morning. Amen. Have you ever considered how everybody else feels? Have you ever considered the road that we travel as Christians, as baptized believers, as ministers, as missionaries, deacons, choir members, choir directors? Things go on in our lives, but don't leave the ship. Paul is encouraging us here. If we look at the New Living Translation version of the Bible, it says we are pressed on every side by troubles. Amen. Somebody's in that neighborhood right now. And it goes on, my brothers and sisters, to say here that we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're perplexed. That means we're going through some things. People are saying things. People are doing things. But we're not driven to jump over, amen, to do like Judas did and just take ourselves out. Amen? We're not driven to despair. We are more than conquerors. And that's the thing that we have to put in our spirits, my brothers and sisters. No matter how dark the day gets, my brothers, the sun is going to shine on the other side. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We just have to hold on and keep our request in front of God. That way we can be confident when we say, just as Paul said, whoa, we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. Somebody wrote a song, a great songwriter wrote a song that said, we fall down, but we get up. A saint is just a sinner who fell down and got back up. The Apostle Paul was a sinner who fell down, but guess what? He got back up. And when he got back up, he was focused on Jesus. Big Mama said, ain't no harm to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Ooh. Amen. Amen. We are troubled. We are troubled on every side. And not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. I say this all the time, my brothers and sisters. The reason why we can't get people to come to church is because church folks are so defeated. We the saddest folks in the world. I don't know how I'm going to make it. Oh, it's so troubling my way. I had to cry sometime. Really? Why don't you try calling on the Lord first before you do all of that? I know that times get tough, but you know what? Hey, let's be strong. Let's be strong in the Lord. Paul was. Talking about ministers here. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. How is it? How can I teach you and how can I preach to you every Sunday about the goodness of God and the fact that he is going to take care of you? He will never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm sitting up here sad, depressed. But I don't know how we're going to make it. I know with the Lord on our side, we're going to be all right. Amen. I know that if we keep our hand in God's hands, then everything's going to be all right. So you know what? We can come in here confident every Sunday. That's why I can come here and give God a praise. That's why I was able to come in here and preach after my son had a wreck. Flipped over the car 7 times, threw him out, messed him up, had to go to the emergency room. That's why I could come that next Sunday. That's why I could come that morning and preach. Hadn't been asleep all night because you know what? We have troubles in our lives, but we're going to make it. Amen? Amen. Some of us, we've lost loved ones. Amen, but we still got to get up and keep on keeping on. Amen. I read in the paper, DQ, where you had a mishap. Amen. It's tough when you get disqualified, isn't it? You were the favorite. Favorite to win that thing. Set a record at regional. But one little something. I don't know what you did or didn't do. But whatever it was, disqualified. But you know what? You were there. Amen. And you know what? That little incident or whatever it was that happened that might have kept you from getting the championship, brother, you were there. Amen? And everybody, you were still in the game. My brother says sometimes we're gonna make mistakes. Now DQ didn't go out and you didn't cut your wrist or nothing, did you? It was disappointing, right? But it was about the experience, right? Amen? And see, a true child of God, amen, takes defeats sometimes. Amen. We take defeats and we just keep rolling. Amen. Amen. That's how we should be. The Bible says we're more than conquerors, right? So that means whatever's thrown at us, my brothers and sisters, we're going to be all right. I like this word. We are trouble. Verse 8, we are trouble on every side. Every side. Every side. If the family's messed up. The finances are not right. The church is divided. Your car won't crank. You got a hole in your pantyhose. I've never had that problem, but you got holes in you. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that bald spot just keep on getting better. I want to lose weight, but I just keep on eating. Trouble's on every side. They're changing up my medication and my body's not reacting right to it. Amen? Am I in your neighborhood? I got disqualified. Trouble on every side, but not distressed. Don't push the panic button. Children of God, don't push the panic button. We just fall down on our knees and tell our daddy all about it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Persecuted. Persecution shall come. Everybody's not happy about Pastor McGuire being in Orange Chapel 3 years today. Everybody's not happy because this church is growing. Everybody's not excited because we're able to take care of our business financially. Everybody's not happy because we have one of the best musicians and choir directors in the area. Amen. Persecuted but not forsaken. Yeah, people are going to talk about they just call it the OC and they got all them mixed folks down, all them mixed kids and mixed babies and black folks and white folks and Mexicans and Chinese going to church. That's how it's supposed to be. Girls in there with short skirts and low-cut shirts on. Lord have mercy. You wore them when you was young. Shut up. Them boys down there with their pants sagging. Well, guess what? If my jacket wasn't on, you could see my pockets too. Amen? God is good, my brothers and sisters. Persecuted. Whew. It's good stuff. Are y'all as excited about it as I am? Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. See, Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Best believe he's going to be on his job. Amen? He's cast down but not. That means that, you know what? You're going to go through some stuff that's going to knock you off your feet. But you're not going to be destroyed. Amen, because you know what? Men look at the outward appearance. It looked like I'm down. I'm just praying. I told y'all last week about Evander Holyfield. Amen, when he was fighting Riddick Bowe. Riddick Bowe outweighed him by almost 50 pounds, had him by the reach, everything. And when the last time he knocked Evander down, the commentator said, well, Evander, he's knocked you down 3 times. What did you think, right? He said, I knew I had him. I knew I had him because I had taken his best shot. My brothers and sisters, some of y'all have taken Satan's best shot. Get on up. He's done hit you with all he's got. He ain't got nothing else. Mama, when you thought when you thought it just, who was that just want to throw up both my hands? Who said that? Marvin Gaye said that. He didn't want to throw up both. He threw up both his hands too, didn't he? But what it looked like when you're at your darkest hour, my brothers and sisters know, amen, that it's not what's on the outward. It's not the outward appearance that matters to God. It's what's on the inside. And see, Evander had something inside him that what looked like total destruction to you and I. Amen. Evander said, oh, I got him now. Evander got back up on his feet and he began to fight. There's some of us that have been knocked down this morning, talked about, lied on, criticized. Get back up. DQ, get up. Get up. Get up. Y'all better leave me alone this morning. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Y'all know that Satan can't kill us. Do you know that? Y'all remember what Job said, though? Yet he slay me, yet will I trust him? See, that's part of the process, my brothers and sisters. I just want to help somebody. Because you know what? We're all in the same boat and we're all going through some things. I'm gonna jump down to verse 18 and I'm gonna pass this mic to my brother and however he wanna do it. But I just want to get this out this morning because I felt it was necessary. Amen. I know some of y'all think that's crazy, but you know what? This is good. Amen?
Amen.
Look at verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. Uh-oh. My brother said this stuff is just temporary. Amen? Amen. This life and these things that we have, they are temporary. I don't care how many cars you buy. If Jesus come tonight, Tony, you're not going to be able to take that car with you. Wait, Jesus, let me grab the organ. I know you're going to let me play when I get to heaven. Let me get the organ. Hold. And when we're down, we have to understand that that's temporary. We are children of God. We are adopted into his family. So whatever's his is ours. And if he created heaven, it's mine and it's yours. I believe that as Christians, we forget that sometimes. Amen? All right. I'm gonna let Pastor preach y'all happy in a minute. While we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Okay, the things that are not seen. I know what I can see. I look at all y'all. I see what I see. You know, yeah. She mean mugging. She ain't really trying to hear me this morning. He's texting. He put on Facebook. Ooh, what is Pastor talking about this morning? But what's on the inside? See, I can look at you and think whatever I want to think. But only God knows what is on the inside. Amen? That's why if I have to do your funeral, I'm not putting nobody in heaven nor hell. Now, I can say based on what I saw, I believe that he or she was saved based on what I saw. But I don't know. Only God knows what's on the inside. Only God knows your intentions. Amen. We can dress up and look as good as we want to. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at this, and then I'm done. Ain't God all right? I done hooped enough. I want to hoop some more. But let's jump all the way back. But things which are not seen are eternal. And you know what? The only things that are eternal are the things of God. Woo-hoo-hoo! Things that are not seen are eternal. So if you have Jesus on the inside, then you walking around with some eternal stuff. That good, Sister Roberta? To know that you shall live forever. And the only way you're going to live forever if you have Jesus on the inside. If you don't have him on the inside, you have no eternity. You're going to die. I just want to go to sleep. I want to go to sleep. I want to die. Oh, but when you got him on the inside, my brothers and sisters, he got something to come back and get. Ain't it sad to move? Anybody ever moved and didn't have nowhere to go?
Yeah, man.
Kenny put me out one night, and I thought I had somewhere to go, and I didn't. Called Mama. Mama said, you can't come here. Had my bags packed. Thought I had somewhere I could go. No, you can't come here. Guess what I had to do, Pastor? Guess what I had to do? I had to get it right. I had to go on back to the house. Hey, Kenny. Baby, let me come home. Come on, let me come back home. Thought I had somewhere to go. My brothers and sisters, and the thing about it is, you know, at least I still had breath in my body where I could go back and fix it and get it right. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. I can at least go back and fix it. Oh, but when you take that final breath, if you don't have nothing on the inside, it's going to be too late to go beg back. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Jesus, I do accept you. I didn't realize it. It's too late. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Isn't it going to be sad for those that filter through the church and go straight to hell? You done spend all this time in church. You spend all this time in Sunday school, Bible study, all these hours having to listen to me and finna have to listen to this other preacher because I want to hear. I need a word this morning. Amen? Y'all can't wait, can you? Hallelujah. But to do all that and then go to hell? Oh, my goodness. Oh, I like this man right here. He helping me preach. Oh, but look at this, look at this, look at this, what we have. My brother said, if you got something on the inside. Let's jump back up to verse 7. The Bible says that, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. The New Living Translation says, we now have this light shining in our hearts. Talking about something on the inside. But we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God and not from ourselves. My brothers and sisters, everything that you have within you, God gave it to you. It's not because of you, because you're so smart, because you're so pretty, because you speak so well, because you sing so well. But what you have on the inside of you was placed in you by God. Amen. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, only He can do that through the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you have to be accepting to Him, to His will and His way. Amen. And you have to be real about accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. You no longer have control. Now God has control. Amen. In these bodies of ours, my brothers and sisters, every once in a while, Pastor Shepherd, when things are getting tough, I say that it's impossible. But as soon as I look down at my Bible says that all things are possible. When I in my body, sometimes my brothers and sisters, I get tired. But the Bible tells me, as soon as I look down at the book, it tells me I will give you rest. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, based on how things go in my life, I feel like that nobody loves me, but God said, I love you. Sometimes I feel like I can't go on, but the Bible tells me that my grace is sufficient enough. Are y'all going to pray with me? Hallelujah. Sometimes I feel like I can't figure things out. But God said, I will direct your path. Ain't God all right this morning? Sometimes I feel like I can't do it. But God says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Sometimes I feel like I'm not able, but God reminds me that I am able, that I am able through Him. Sometimes I feel like it's not worth it, but the Bible teaches and tells me that it will be worth it in due time. Sometimes I can't forgive myself, my brothers and sisters, but the Lord tells me all the time, He says, I forgive you. Ain't God all right? Hallelujah. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, I feel like I can't manage. But the Lord says that he will supply all of our needs. Ain't God all right? So sometimes I feel like I'm afraid, but the Bible tells me that God has not given us a spirit of fear. Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? Sometimes I'm worried and I get frustrated when things are going wrong in my life. Sometimes I get weary and I get tired. Hallelujah, seems like I can't call on nobody. When I try to call on Pastor Shepherd, he's going through his own problems. When I call Deacon Smith got things going on at the job. When I call my father, I'm talking about Brother Ray. Brother Ray's gone to pick up somebody's loved one. When I call my mama, she's on the phone with somebody else. I try to call Candy, but Candy is doing her job. Ain't the Lord all right? Hallelujah. But the Lord tells me to cast all my cares upon him because he cares for me. Ain't he all right this morning? I'm so glad that I can call on the Lord. I'm so glad no matter what condition I'm in, if haters are hating, if liars are lying, if gossipers are gossiping, if traitors are turning their backs on me, if fighters are punching me, hallelujah, hallelujah, if thieves are stealing from me, I can cast all my cares upon the Lord because I know he cares for me. Somebody asked me the question, how do you know that he cares for you? I know he loves me because he gave his life for me. Ain't the Lord all right? Is there anybody here this morning that can testify when you had nobody else to turn to that God stepped in right on time and he turned your frown into a smile? He turned your depression into a praise. Ain't the Lord all right? Ain't the Lord all right? He turned your deficiency into an overflow. Ain't God all right? Ain't he all right this morning? And there's somebody here this morning that may feel like you're all alone. But the Lord told me a long time ago that he would never leave me nor forsake me. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Everything's going to be all right. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Hallelujah. Do you ever consider how somebody else feels? We all go through things. Whether we're up here in these suits and ties, amen, whether we're sitting in the back of the church, we all go through things, my brothers and sisters. But because we are who we are, my brothers, we are more than conquerors and we're going to be all right. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. That is our prayer this morning. Amen. We thank God for your attention this morning. And I know this probably sounds crazy to all of y'all this morning. That, oh, we're going to have two sermons? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Whatever my brother chooses to do right now, I'm going to let him do. But God told me to get that out this morning. Amen? Amen? So I just had to tell it. Amen? So my brother, I'm going to pass this thing on over to you. Amen? Let's give him a hand as he comes. Pastor Shepherd, amen. Stand to your feet. Amen. We thank God for you this morning.
Let church say amen. Let church say amen again. Come on now. Y'all want y'all going to give God a hand clap of praise. He is worthy. Don't y'all know that by now? He is worthy. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us. We don't know what tomorrow is going to hold, but we're going to worship you right now. Because you've been good, you've been kind, you've been so merciful. And Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this pastor, this angel, this house. Keep him right now in your care. No matter what someone else may say, you got your hands on him. And now, Lord, as I stand before these thy your people, hide me behind the cross. Someone will receive your word and know that you're God and God all by yourself. And Lord, as I stand right now, Somebody needs to be inspired today. Someone needs to be uplifted today. Someone needs some encouragement to hold out just a little while longer. But most of all, somebody needs to be saved. And as I stand and preach an uncompromising gospel, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. And all the people of God said amen. 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 Truly, it's just good to be here. All right, Pastor. I did not know. This was the Lord's doing. I did not know that today was a special day for your pastor. But the Lord led us down that highway from Ida Bell just to come in and peep in at him. Amen. And some of you already wondering, what you doing here? I know it. Well, I want you to know that I'm no longer over there. Amen. Well, no problems. It's just time to go. So we ask that you would pray for us, that God will continue to lead and guide us. I thank God for this preacher. Amen. When he was coming to Ida Bell, amen. It's good to have people come in and see some things. Amen. And he could see some things that I was going through. He could see how the people of God has shut down on God. And it's just good to be able to talk to somebody else that understands. You don't have to be in it 30 years like me to understand. You can just get in it and you'll start understanding. Amen. And we have shared some things. And there's a word. I don't want to be long. I thank God for my wife being here and our son. Amen. And just get it on out of the way. Pastor, thank you for letting me stand right here. Amen. God bless you. Let's go with Mark's gospel. The 8th chapter. And Pastor, I need to know your size of your suit too before I leave here. I believe in blessing the man of God. I believe in just doing what I can for the man of God. Amen. And I listen when he's talking. I listen and I look to see what he like. Amen. So y'all, if he forget, y'all get to me and let me know. Amen. I'm gonna hook him up. Amen. I'm going to hook him up. Amen. The 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we just want to read that 34th verse. Now, I want you to remember what he just got through preaching in the scripture that he come out of. Amen. And I want to tap in with what he just gave you. Amen. I just want to add a little bit more food to the platter. Amen. Let's read together Mark 8 and 34 together. Let's read together. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's enough to preach about right there. Amen. Amen. And I want to talk, help of the Holy Spirit, from this thought: how far will you go for the Lord? How far will you go for the Lord? My brothers and my sisters, quickly today, I want us to understand that this message is a soul-searching message, because we should look deep into ourselves, and what we need to do is evaluate where we are in our commitment to and even our love for Jesus Christ. Now the spiritual dynamic for giving Christ our best and our all, it boils down to how much we really love the Lord. As a rule, all of us know, as a rule, we will commit to that which we genuinely love, not puppy love, but genuinely love, And true love is more than an emotion. Come on, somebody. Amen. And if we truly love a thing or a person, we will be committed regardless to how we feel. Amen. 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 I say many times that folk need to start putting their feelings on the shelf. Well, let me go a little bit further. Church folk. I didn't say saved folk. I said church folk ought to start putting their feelings on the shelf. It's amazing to me, Pastor, how folk leave the church because you hurt their feelings. And I just wonder today, since it is his day, I want to have you consider how he feels sometimes. That part there was free, but it's the day, today is the day. Yeah, my brothers and my sisters, because I see some change in our commitment to God. Whether it's here or outside, because y'all do know church go further than these four walls, don't you? It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. We see it all the time. Folk come to church. Rip just got through talking about it. We sang and we praise God and just about tear the pews up and sweat and everything else. And as soon as we get outdoors, we got something to say about somebody. And not only that, y'all do know church folks still cuss. Now, don't get too holy on me now. Now, if you don't believe that church folk don't still cuss, I dare you to get up in the middle of the night and don't turn no light on, talking about I'm going to the bathroom and hit that little toe. You sure ain't going to be talking about, yeah, Jesus love me. You hit that little toe, I guarantee you ain't going to talk about, precious Lord, take my hand. Church folk is still cussing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my brothers and my sisters, there's a change in the church now. There's haters. Uh-oh. Yeah. There's haters in the church. It's amazing to me how folk in the streets that don't know Jesus get along better than we do. Yeah, I remember back in the day, guys under the tree. Yeah, I was under there too. They get their nickels and dimes together. You got four or five men under there ready to get drunk. They send one man to the liquor store. He come back with the liquor in the brown bag. One person take a drink. The other one take a drink. They pass it around to everybody is drinking and got drunk together, and then they turn around and prop each other up. It's amazing to me how church folk don't want to prop each other up no more. Yeah, yeah, we got them all over now. But how far are you really willing to go for Jesus? Tithes and offering ain't going to get you into heaven. That you give God is his anyhow. Because see, you can give grudgingly. See, if you ain't got the love for God in your heart, you might as well keep your nickels and your dimes. Because guess what? Sooner or later, he going to get his anyhow. You're going to have a flat on the road. Your battery going to go dead. Your alternator going to go out. He will get what's his. Are you willing to go for Jesus? The world in which we live, we need to understand, is no friend to Christ and Christianity. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that is in the world. If any man, he taught from the pulpit to the tower, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Yeah, turn it down, brethren, because I'll blow your speakers. I got a big mouth. Yeah, my brothers and my sisters, we need to understand we are called by God to pledge ourselves and give our all to his son in a world where it's not comfortable or popular to do it. Yeah, yeah, your pastor today, I need to tell y'all something right now in case y'all don't know. He's not too popular around him. And guess what? He ain't too popular in Paris. He ain't too popular in Arthur City. He ain't too popular well in Hugo. He ain't popular in Ida Bell. Why? Because when you decide that you're going to do it the way God say do it, you're not going to become popular. I don't care where you go. And guess what? You say you love him, but some of y'all, he ain't popular to y'all, some of y'all. Who is? It is quite appropriate, my brothers, my sisters, that Jesus would confront his disciples concerning his identity before teaching them about his suffering and death and the demands of the disciples. Jesus first asked the disciples, listen to what he said. He said, who do men say that I am? Y'all get that? Amen. The Bible says, they say, some say that you are John the Baptist. The other is Elijah, the other one of the other prophets. My brothers, my sisters, y'all ought to know what you got over here. Amen. You ought to be able to know his voice when you hear him if he's back there in the pastor study. Come on, somebody. Who do you say that I am? Jesus turned around and posed the question to them on a personal level. But who do you say that I am? Peter, y'all know Peter. Peter taking a role of the spokesman for the disciples, confessed. He said, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one of God. And I stand today to let you know, I know who Jesus is. And I know who he is in my life. One of the truths implied in the way Jesus approached his issue is that our personal conviction concerning Christ cannot be based on people. It must be based on God's revelation of his son in his holy divine word. And I need to tell somebody today, there are some folk need to be delivered from people. People will stop you from praising God. Is there anybody in here been around some folk, got on your nerves? Why don't she get somewhere and set her little self down? And they don't take all of that. I knew she was going to get up and sing. She's been singing for a whole while. Why don't you get your little do self up and start singing yourself? Why don't you get up and start working for the Lord? Why don't you get up and say, Lord, I'll go all the way with you. I wonder today, how far will you go for Jesus? My brothers and my sisters, we need to understand that this road that we travel is not no easy road. You got to have your mind made up and your heart fixed. Christianity comes when you yield to the Almighty God. Jesus told his disciples, after he got through talking with them, told them, don't tell anyone about who he is. But my brothers and my sisters, I stopped by today to let you know, I'm glad Jesus told his disciples those words. Because I would have a problem with not telling somebody about Jesus. I would have a problem with telling somebody he is Alpha and Omega. He is the first and the last. So I'm here to tell you today, I'm cutting it through, but I want you to know that I promise the Lord, I go where he wants me to go. I told the Lord where he leads me. I will follow. Y'all don't have me. I told the Lord, if he wants somebody, here am I. And I want to tell the church today, great God, I'm not confused about who I'll follow. Y'all don't hear me. I'm not confused about who I'll suffer for. Y'all don't hear me. I'll suffer a lot of things for my wife. But I won't suffer more for her than I will Jesus. Y'all don't help me. And I want to tell you something. I got to quit y'all. The question is, how far will you go for Jesus? You mean to tell me all that he's done, you don't want to follow him? You mean to tell me he's been right there and you don't want to follow him? I heard him saying, I'll never leave you nor forsake him. Y'all don't have me. Oh, I got my mind made up. I'll go all the way for Jesus. Y'all don't have me. Is there anybody in him? Are you willing to go all the way for Jesus? Don't fool me in him. Is there anybody in him? Are you willing to go all the way for Jesus? Somebody said, why, preacher, are you going all the way? I stopped by today to let you know he was the one who hung out on Calvary's Hill. He was the one who hung between two thieves. I heard one of them saying to the other thing, look at here, boy, we deserve to be standing up here. But this man ain't done nobody no harm. I heard the one thief saying, he said, Jesus, remember me when you go to your kingdom. Is there anybody in heaven wants you to remember you? Ain't God all right? He hung on them from the sixth to the ninth hour. Things didn't look too good. He hung them until his head locked down in his shoulders. Ain't God all right? He died. He died. Anybody know he died? He died. He died. He died. He died. That's why I'm going to go all the way for him. He died. He died. Laid him down in a bar tomb. I don't understand how you could just sit there and know what he did for you. Somebody said, I heard the old folks say, mother, if I couldn't say a word, I just wave my hand. Took him down Lady men about whom my Bible said he stayed there all night Friday night. Stayed there all day Saturday. Stayed there all night Saturday night. The grave thought they had my big brother. They thought they had my bread of heaven. Death thought they had my will in the middle of will. Grave thought they had my strong deliverer. But how many of you know you can't keep a good man down? Ain't God all right? Because the Bible said, all right. Sunday morning, he got up. Anybody glad he got up? He got up. Stay in there, Reverend. Let the haters be haters. You go ahead and go all with Jesus. Because one thing we do know, we can't get weary in well-doing. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll hold you up. Stay with him. Come hell or high water, God will. He will.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Let's give, amen, Pastor Shepherd a great hand clap for allowing God to use him this morning. Have you considered the cost? Amen. We need to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, Pastor Shepherd, we thank God for you this morning. Amen. I know that is not very traditional. Amen. I have two sons.